We didn't think to ask Mario Batali if he fries potato latkes in olive oil. Those are the traditional Hanukkah pancakes, just greasy enough to evoke the miracle of the oil. Some of you may be frying them right now. But for many Jews, this year poses a bit of a dilemma. It's the first time since 1959 that Hanukkah has begun on Christmas night. Now that's the night many American Jews follow another time-honored tradition, Chinese food and a movie. Randy Cohen is who we typically turn to help us deal with life's tough questions. So, Randy, are you on the line with us now?
I am.
Tell me, what is an American Jew to do tonight?
Well, what I've traditionally done is just what you've described. For many years, Christmas Eve is when I would go to a movie, and Woody Allen would always have a movie come out right around then. And for 3 seconds, you could feel like, oh, I'm not in a minority. It was very exciting. And now we don't know what to do. It's I guess, what economists call the triple witching hour. I believe Kwanzaa is also going on at the same time. So I think we're supposed to sell all our stocks and bonds. As I read, you know, as a biblical scholar, which, of course I am, I this is a dire warning when all three line up.
Why is it that Jews have traditionally left their homes on Christmas Day to go out and eat Chinese food and see a movie?
Eating Chinese food. I mean, I've traditionally left my home. I think many people traditionally leave their homes on holidays to avoid their families. This is the tradition that this has been supplanted somewhat by the watching of football, which is a way to avoid your family without actually leaving the room.
But Jews have liked Chinese food since biblical times.
It's true. It's true. It's from wandering those 40 years in the desert. We were unable to cook and had to make do with takeout, and we've come to quite like it.
So if you're a good Jew tonight, do you make the potato latkes, or do you go order Kung Pao chicken?
If only, you know, I see no reason why it must be one or the other. That it seems to me that potato latkes go great with Kung Pao chicken. And if all the countries of the world, if all the nations of the world, if all the peoples of the world could get along as well as Kung Pao chicken and latkes, the world would be a lovely place.
Our own ethicist, Randy Cohen, thank you so much, and have a happy Hanukkah.
And to you, Merry Christmas, Debbie.